It's the Ford year-end sales event.
I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive.
They're gonna love you.
That's Ford, America's best-selling brand, now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. In a radio interview Tuesday, Drew Brees said, quote, "I don't plan on leaving New Orleans ever." Brees is in the final year of his contract with the Saints and is not in active negotiations with the team on an extension. Elsewhere, the Redskins placed running back Rob Kelly and linebacker Will Compton on injured reserve Tuesday. Both players were hurt in Sunday's loss to the Vikings. The Seahawks signed corner Byron Maxwell, who played for the team from 2011 to 2014. Seattle also placed running back C.J. Procise on IR. The Panthers lost rookie wideout Curtis Samuel for the season with an ankle injury. He had 8 catches the past 2 games since Carolina traded receiver Kelvin Benjamin. And Panthers tight end Greg Olsen will call the Vikings-Rams game Sunday on Fox. And the Vikings aren't happy about it. Minnesota asked the NFL to switch Olsen to a different game since they play his Panthers in 3 weeks. The league says it will limit Olsen's access to Vikings practice so he doesn't get any inside info. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 50% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at less than $15. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code HOLIDAY to get 50% off all custom holiday cards. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 50.
504, welcome back. Welcome in. Hour number 2 of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way on all 3 KGYM frequencies right now. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency, heard all across eastern Iowa, as long as the sun is out. And this is a good opportunity to remind you, if you are planning on tuning in to the show tomorrow, we're only going to be on 2 of those 3 frequencies. I could let you guess which ones they're going to be. When it's 2 of 3, it's usually the FMs. That is because the Cyclones will be airing on 1600 AM Iowa State, taking on Appalachian State tomorrow. We'll join that broadcast beginning with the pregame at 3:30. So if you normally listen to us on 1600 AM, either hit us up on the FM dials tomorrow or stream us online, kgymradio.com, or download the KGYM Radio app for your phones, your Android or your iPhone. Just go to the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store, look for KGYM, and it is simple as that. It's absolutely free. Download it, and you're good to go. Speaking of good to go, how about some Mexican? Order it, take out, yeah. Coming up before 6 o'clock tonight, got an opportunity for you to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Thank you to our friends at La Cantina. Good for any of their 3 locations, by the way. Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids, are their newest spot, which isn't so new anymore, but it's still the most recent. That's in the Fountains off of Edgewood, and they've got a very nice party room there if you're looking for some place to hold your work party, work holiday party, your family holiday gathering, meeting of some sorts. I don't know. The Todd Brummelkamp Show fan club meeting. It's me. In
How
the
often does that meet?
It's me in the party room talking to myself and staring at all of the things that I can no longer eat. Just a big bowl of chips. And I go, I can't eat the chips. Salsa, maybe. Right? As long as there's not enough sugar.
I was
looking at recipes the other day. Someone had suggested cauliflower as a substitute for pizza crust. Apparently you can mash up cauliflower and it becomes a pizza crust substitute. And might pass on that.
That sounds so bad.
I might pass on that.
And I know a lot of people, I hear people use cauliflower for a lot of things when they're dieting. And I don't mind cauliflower, but for pizza crust, it's almost as bad as the candy corn pizza.
Speaking of that, who put the giant bowl of candy corn in the kitchen when it's my week to clean it? Because
I don't know.
That thing has been staring at me for the better part of the last 24 hours. And I don't want to say I can succumb to temptation that easily, but I just want to grab a giant fistful of candy corn and see how many of them I can fit in my mouth. That's how I'm dying for sugar and things that are bad for me. This is where I get in trouble with the candy corn lobby, the sugar industry. They're coming after me.
No,
it was nice knowing you. If I disappear tomorrow, all of our conspiracy theorists will know it was big candy. It came after all the things I've done to promote big candy over the years. Would they do away with me so quickly? Speaking of candy and big people, our pal Brett Bielema is probably in some trouble in Fayetteville, Arkansas today. Jeff Long, the athletic director, no longer the athletic director at Arkansas. He was relieved of his duties. And that's usually a sign that, well, sooner or later, the head coach is going to follow.
This is a weird time for it, though, because they're going to have to make a decision very quickly on whether or not Brett Bielema will return for the 2018 season. And if you do that after the season, if you do that a week or two after the season, then you're falling behind the eight ball as to finding a replacement for Brett Bielema, and you have to get now an athletic director hired because you can't hire a new coach without a new athletic director. So this is a weird time, and they're going to have to work very quickly because championship games are coming and going, and some of these hot coaching names are going to be flying off the board, and if they get caught behind the eight ball, they're going to miss out on a lot of these names if, in fact, they decide to get rid of Brett Bielema, which I think they will. You bring in a new AD? Brett Bielema is struggling the way he is at Arkansas. I think we're going to see a new coach in Fayetteville.
Speaking of SEC coaches, I don't know if you caught this earlier today, but John Gruden.
The groomers continue to swirl.
Whoever coined that term deserves a couple nickels. John Gruden was on Mike and Mike today, and they asked him, Mike Golic specifically asked him about the rumors that he was going to be the next head coach at Tennessee, or that Tennessee had reached out to him. And I found his reply to be very cryptic, basically saying that he doesn't like to talk about that out of respect to coaches that have jobs, and he's got time for his family, and he's focused on doing his job as a commentator. But at the very end, last thing he says, hey, you never close any doors. You never say never. And I thought that raised my eyebrows a little bit. Could there be something to the John Gruden to Tennessee rumors? And the better question is, if you had Gruden's gig as a TV analyst, would you give it up to go back to coaching? 319-366-1600. There can't be anything to this. There's no way.
I would usually say that there is nothing to this, but Stephen Hargis of the Chattanooga Times Free Press said on the Paul Feinbaum show, according to his sources, John Gruden is reaching out to folks that he knows and trusts to find out and gauge their interest in joining a potential staff to take over at Tennessee. That is a direct quote from Mr. Hargis of the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Now that I see other people besides message board trolls speculating on where John Gruden is going to end up, especially as it pertains to the University of Tennessee, I at least have to look at it with something other than a response of, psh, whatever, shut up. I don't believe you. That's usually my response to John Gruden rumors, especially coming back to college football. Doesn't make sense to me.
Don't do this to us. He's a national treasure on TV broadcasts with his wacky play calling and some of the Grudenisms. I don't want him back on the sideline coaching. I want him on my TV.
Let me ask you something. 319-366-1600. Why do people think that he would be the answer to the problems in Tennessee, in Knoxville? I just don't understand. He hasn't coached in the NFL in almost a decade now. I don't have the exact time he was fired from his previous job in front of me.
One of the Outback Bowls, because I can remember being in Tampa when that change occurred.
So right around a decade, he hasn't coached in college football in over 25 years. And you're telling me he's just going to step on the sideline and turn Tennessee back into a national title contender year after year? I don't buy it. I know John Gruden is the name that pops up whenever a coaching vacancy is open, kind of the same way that Jeff Fisher kept popping up whenever a coaching vacancy was open, and see how well that worked out.
Let's head to the phone lines, I should say. Let's go to Mike in Cedar Rapids to talk about Chucky. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show, as always. I just wanted to chime in on Gruden because, you know, he's such a unique individual. The guy literally gets, like, 2 hours of sleep at night. He's got some sort of condition where he only needs a couple of hours. I think I read that in Sports Illustrated a few years back. So when we talk about the normalcy of a guy not wanting to leave the booth to go back to coaching, I think Gruden totally leaves that mold. The guy is just different. He's so wound around football. I mean, he can't even sleep, so he's just probably up watching film all the time. So I think he knows his stuff so much inside and out, and the fact that he really literally doesn't sleep for the most part, I think that just kind of changes things with him from, the normal guy leaving the booth, going to coaching. I think it's just something that he wants to do because it's such a big part of his life. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Yeah, I got where you're coming from, Mike. Absolutely. And I am going to have to eat so much crow with Tyler if this happens, because I told my former co-host that there was no way, no how, that John Gruden would ever be the head coach at Tennessee. And so if that happens, so basically, I am going to be – now, is crow is low carb? Yeah, it's protein. Is.
It's good for you. Basically, what Mike is saying is John
Gruden – Wait a minute, it's good for you?
It's got to be good for you.
Okay.
I've never eaten crow. Yeah. No, I actually haven't literally done that. But basically what Mike is saying is John Gruden is a strange duck.
Yeah. He's obsessed with football, and
I agree. He is. That is very true.
Eats, sleeps, and breathes it.
Which is what he said to Mike and Mike. That's why he didn't officially rule out.
And here's where I choose to go with that, and we're going to get back to the phone lines in just a second. Andrew, hold tight if you want to follow him. 319-366-1600. When you coach college football, it's not just football.
No.
And that's where I think if somebody is as obsessed with college, with football as Gruden is, remember, on the college side, you got to take care of the boosters. And that's not football. And you've got to do a lot of other things away from the field, away from the sport, that you don't when you're in the NFL. The NFL, you're
like
pretty
suck
much
up to a bunch of 16-year-old recruits. Yes,
right. In the NFL, you're pretty much an X's and O's guy. You're worried about the game plan, the next game. Maybe if you're in the right situation, you're part of the front office staff as far as director of player personnel or general manager, whatever phraseology you want to use. Just because you're obsessed with football doesn't necessarily mean that it's a great idea to go back, especially to the college ranks, where you've got to do all of this other stuff that has nothing to do with the X's and O's. And I think sometimes that's where guys get caught up in. Andrew in Cedar Rapids. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Hey, two things. Number one, I'm with Todd. I would rather have Gruden on the TV, especially his quarterback camps. I really love watching it, what he does with the high-level college prospects. Second is, Tennessee hasn't been relevant since Phillip Fulmer, and they've gone through, you know, Lane Kiffin, Derek Dooley, and now Butch Jones. So my question to you guys is, you know, is Tennessee want a job that somebody would want to take? And number two, who would they want to get?
Well, I think they want to get Gruden. I think is their fans want John Gruden.
They want John Gruden.
They want Peyton Manning.
Yeah. They want to see if Jimbo Fisher wants to jump ship. They want Justin Fuente. They want Bobby Petrino.
I think the next head coach at Tennessee should be a Jimbo or a Jim Bob. And that limits it to Jimbo Fisher at Florida State or Jim Bob Cooter with the Lions. Former backup to Peyton Manning at the University of Tennessee. I'm talking more Tennessee football than when Tyler was here, but to me, it's fascinating because I listened to that, and it was a throwaway. It was the end of the segment. Golic said, hey, we can't have you on one last time. Every time we have you on, it always seems like you're tied to these coaching rumors, so we've got to ask you about Tennessee. And there was just a lot of vagueness in his answer. And then at the end when he said, you never say never, I just thought, okay, is he sending out the smoke signals there? And I think it would take a lot of money to make him happy and get him to leave the booth, but maybe that's his leverage. Maybe that's his play right now.
I think he's actually considering it to a certain point, entertaining the idea. I mean, there are a lot of things that we do in our everyday lives where we think, oh, well, I wonder if I can do this, or I wonder if I can do that. Not necessarily.
I wonder if I can do a radio show for 3 hours every day. 6.5 years later, the answer is a resounding no.
I wonder if I could go on a diet. I wonder if
again,
I could.
Again, the answer is pretty much no.
Run every day.
Sticking
make
to
myself
it.
Exercise every day. And I think a lot of people go through that. You entertain the idea, and then sometimes you pass on the idea. So I think John Gruden sees his alma mater going through three coaches, looking hapless, and hitting rock bottom after a 33-point loss to a Missouri team last Saturday, and they can't find a coach since Phil Fulmer. And wondering if he could be the guy. Because when you're a coach, I think a lot of these coaches think that they can be the answer. If they just put themselves into that situation, they can change the player, they can change the culture, and I bet that this is one of those situations where John Gruden's thinking, well, maybe I could go in there and turn things around.
I still don't see it happening, but that Mike and Mike appearance, which, by the way, Mike and Mike final program will be on Friday before they go their separate ways. It's going to be interesting to see what the ESPN radio landscape. I know what the landscape's going to look like. What I meant to say is it's going to be interesting to see how things play out with ESPN radio now that Mike and Mike is going to be no more. We have the results of the Cy Young Award voting, at least in the American League, just announced by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Corey Kluber of the Cleveland Indians, the first ever two-time Cy Young Award winner for that franchise, winning with 28 of a possible 30 first-place votes. Chris Sale of the Red Sox got the other two first-place votes and 28 second-place votes. He finishes in second place, and Luis Severino of the Yankees brings up the rear with 73 votes. Carlos Carrasco, Kluber's teammate, fourth. Then Justin Verlander, Craig Kimbrell, Irvin Santana of the Minnesota Twins, and Marcus Stroman rounding out the voting.
This is truly unbelievable to me. Timeout, timeout, timeout.
Can we allow Kuhn to take a timeout? Okay.
Yes, yes. Mac McCausland has broke a one-year Twitter hiatus to congratulate Corey Kluber and to proclaim that the Cleveland Indians will win the World Series next year. His previous last tweet was on December 4th, 2016, And this tweet reads, "Way to go, Corey. Next year, World Series championship. World Series champion."
Someone unlocked Mac's iPhone for him. I of all the things that gets him to tweet, Iowa's played a couple basketball games so far this year. Nothing.
Champions that, Classic, NBA season, Summer League, Las Vegas.
I want Mac poolside with Gary Rima. Both of them in Hawaiian shirts. I think it would look like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito on the Twins poster. That movie Twins, if you remember that. And I just want to overhear the conversation that would take place between the two of those guys. 522 National League Cy Young Award results, by the way, set to be announced at 5:45 Central Time tonight. So we'll know who wins the NL Cy Young coming up in about 20-25 minutes. Tristan Cockcroft is going to be with us tonight. Get your fantasy football questions to us early, 35-58, 27-92, 18-21, and 56-46. Those are not the RPI rankings of Iowa's next non-conference basketball opponents. They are texters who got their questions to us, and because they did, they're going to be the first four in line tonight for Tristan. 319-366-1600, that's the Hertine and Stocker text line. Also for you today, we've got a poll question at kgymradio.com. Should Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott have served his suspension earlier, yes or no? The news today, Ezekiel Elliott will serve his suspension. He's dropping his appeal. He's going to miss six games and eligible to return to the Cowboys December 25th. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And this cauliflower stuff, I gotta speak my mind about the cauliflower stuff when we come back. 5:23, more on the way after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? I'm Brittany from Toyota of Iowa City, and I'm here with some great news for you. Toyota of Iowa City, voted the area's best auto dealer by Press Citizen readers once again, is starting its Toyota Black Friday event right now. Come browse our huge vehicle inventory and take advantage of factory specials such as 0% financing for 60 months on all new 2018 RAV4s and 2.9% financing on all certified pre-owned RAV4s. And come in to see the great lease rates on all new 2018 Camrys. You really need to stop in and see for yourself. But don't wait. These deals end on December 4th. Check us out today at toyotaiowacity.com for more specials and details, or better yet, just stop in and tell them Brittany sent you.
0% financing for 60 months requires qualifying credit and is $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
A piece of cake. A Sunday morning. ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Welcome back in, 5:26 on a Wednesday night. Again, tomorrow, if you're planning on listening to the program, it's going to be on the FMs only, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. That's because we'll have Iowa State and Appalachian State beginning at 3:30 on 1600 AM. While we're talking about Iowa City, a good reminder to join us this Friday at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, and it's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to sit in all day with me as a special guest host, and at 6 o'clock this Friday with us on the phone will be former Iowa Hawkeye quarterback and current San Francisco 49er C.J. Beathard. Nice get by Rob. We'll also take a look ahead to the Purdue game, Iowa hosting the Boilermakers' final regular season game at Kinnick Stadium for several of the team's seniors, including the outlaw, Josie Jewell, who today the one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Award.
That would be the nation's most outstanding defensive player. And I'm interested to see what will happen, and not just with Josh Jackson as it pertains to will this be his last game at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, but will he be up for any of these awards? Whether it's the he's not on the list for the Nagurski Award. I'm trying to think. I get all of these awards mixed up. What is the one for the most outstanding cornerback? I'll have to look it up. But he won the Jim Thorpe Award.
Desmond King won it a couple years ago.
Blanked on that one for just a second because Desmond King won it. But he wasn't on the semifinal list, and it'll be interesting to see if he is on the final list because he has played himself into consideration most definitely.
Before we get to our next big board traffic update to pass along, sounds like there's a bad accident on I-80 with the 380 northbound near the interchange. The I-80, 380 northbound interchange traffic is backing up for quite a while. Left lane blocked from Highway 6 to Exit 4, Penn Street in North Liberty on I-380 northbound. So if you're leaving Iowa City and heading home, maybe you were stuck at the office late and getting a late start on your evening commute, it sounds like 380 North at the interchange with Interstate 80 could be a real mess tonight. 319-366-1600, my thoughts on cauliflower this and cauliflower that after the bottom of the hour. Before we get there, though, we got to get a big board update in. Kyle Mann bringing you this Midwest One Bank big board update.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was selected today as one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, which is given to the nation's top defender each season by the Football Writers Association. Jewell leads the Big Ten and is fourth in the country with 104 tackles, despite missing a game midseason. Iowa State got a commitment today from defensive back Valik Carter, a three-star from Florida. Carter's 5'10" and 170 pounds and chose the Cyclones over offers from Oklahoma, Purdue, and UCF, according to 24/7 Sports. The UNI women's basketball team beat Iowa State last night 57-53 for their first win over the Cyclones since 2002. Ellie Howell and Kennedy Kirkpatrick each had 17 points to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan also chipped in 11, and Megan Moss had a game-high 13 boards. Iowa State's Bridget Carlton still turned in a good game with 18 points and 7 boards. The Cyclone men will be back in action tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. The word from the coaching staff is that redshirt freshman Cameron Lard is a confirmed full go. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braze is confirmed to be available and will play as much as his body and the trainers allow. The Iowa women are in action tonight, hosting Northern Illinois beginning at 7 o'clock as they hope to remain undefeated on the young season. Also back in action tonight will be the UNI men's team as they host Wartburg. They'll be trying to continue their hot shooting as early in the season they're shooting 50% from three. You can hear that game on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
All right. Plenty more to get to, including your fantasy football questions for Tristan Cockcroft tonight. The ESPN fantasy football expert is going to be joining us coming up at the top of hour number three, 6:05 tonight. His appearance is sponsored by Imon Communications. Get the questions into us now on the Hurtine & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. And the text line has been very busy today, all over the place. We've got the traffic updates coming in. Tone thinks that Chris Sale was robbed. You're a Red Sox homer. Corey Kluber, 28 of 30 possible first place votes.
Are we still getting recommendations for decorations for the newly painted studio?
No, those have dried up, much like the paint. However, getting some recipe recommendations.
Cauliflower.
On cauliflower in particular. And I have a very important statement about things of that nature. And you're going to have to wait a couple minutes to hear it. Back with more after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with a couple of breaking stories right now from baseball. Indians ace Corey Kluber wins his second Cy Young Award, getting 28 of the 30 first-place votes. Chris Sale of the Red Sox was second in the voting. And from the NFL, he was able to play the first 8 games of the season as he fought his 6-game suspension. But now Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is calling off the fight. Elliott drops the appeal of that suspension. He'll be eligible to play in Week 16 against the Seahawks. UCLA suspends LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley indefinitely. For now, they will not be allowed at games, practices, or team meetings. The three players were arrested for shoplifting on the team's trip to China last week. All three apologized at a campus news conference today. Marlins CEO Derek Jeter says he hasn't talked yet with outfielder Giancarlo Stanton, but Jeter is listening to trade offers for Stanton, who said that he didn't want to be part of a rebuild. Stanton would have to sign off on any deal. He has a no-trade clause.
Book your first business trip at Upside.com to get 2 great gifts this holiday season. A better business travel experience and a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Just use code BOMANI at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4 million miles of open American roads. Now that's the gift that keeps on giving. Keep your car running newer, longer at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 16th through 19th. Eligible tires only. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
5:36, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann. We'll get you up until 7 o'clock tonight, and you can turn around and do it all over again with us tomorrow from 4 to 7 just on our FM frequencies because of Iowa State basketball. Plenty to get to tonight. Fantasy football talk to come with Tristan Cockcroft at the top of the hour. Anticipating hearing in about 10 minutes the winner of the National League Cy Young Award voting, MVP voting, results will be announced tomorrow. And as promised, a very special address with regard to, and I don't want to limit this just to cauliflower, but the text line was going bananas over the suggestion of using cauliflower as a substitute for pizza crust. And somebody said that that's a terrible recipe, terrible idea, don't do it. But cauliflower rice is excellent. And here's what I want to say about this. Because we had another texter, Sam, one of our former producers, Sam Kinsley, who's on the West Coast now, out in California, who still finds the time to listen to this program, who suggested that cauliflower makes an acceptable substitute for chicken wings, that buffalo cauliflower. And so this is all I have to say. Stop with cauliflower rice. It's not rice, it's cauliflower. Stop with cauliflower buffalo wing. No. Buffalo wings are made of one thing and one thing only, and that is chicken meat. Stop with turkey bacon. There's no such thing as turkey bacon. Bacon doesn't come from a turkey. It comes from a pig. Please stop.
What about rice milk?
No, you can't milk rice. Milk comes from a cow. No, almond milk, soy milk. Stop.
What about those who are lactose intolerant?
Well, that's fine. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm intolerant of your lactose intoleration. I'm sorry that you can't drink regular milk, but it doesn't mean that I have to call your fake milk milk.
So there's it's just sort of rice or almond substance.
Cauliflower buffalo wings? It's a piece of cauliflower dipped in buffalo sauce. That's what it is. It's not a substitute, trust me. And maybe it's because I'm 2 weeks in on this diet that I said I wasn't going to talk about a ton on the air, but now I'm talking about it. Maybe it's because I'm 2 weeks in here and I would kill for chicken wings. I'm talking good chicken wings that actually have breading on them and deep fried and all of that good stuff. You cannot sell me on a piece of cauliflower covered in sauce as an acceptable substitute for a chicken wing. So stop calling it that.
So you're not.
It's just cauliflower. It's cauliflower with some sauce on it. Oh, okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound very good to me. Don't call it a cauliflower buffalo wing.
So turkey substance or...
turkey bacon.
Not turkey bacon. Don't call it that. Should we call it like almond drink?
Almond drink. Yes, I do like that. I'm proud to say this. I have never eaten a piece of turkey bacon in my life. I've seen it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look appetizing to me. But stop. Drop with the bacon. You know what? Just eat a regular piece of bacon. Makes you feel good. 319-366-1600. The cauliflower pizza crust. Cauliflower mashed potatoes. They're a good substitute for mashed potatoes for people who are on a low-carb diet.
But there's no potatoes in them.
No. And mashed cauliflower. We tried it. And I hate cauliflower, but I'm eating it as part of this dietary change. And it's not awful. It's kind of bland, really, when you stop and think about it. So you put bacon and cheddar cheese in it like you would mashed potatoes, and guess what the cauliflower sort of tastes like?
Bacon and
mashed
cheddar
potatoes,
cheese.
Loaded mashed potatoes, but I'm not going to call them mashed potatoes. 319-366-1600. I am fighting a losing battle here, I have a feeling.
No.
But I want people to stop referring to foods that aren't what they are by other names. Turkey bacon is not turkey bacon. It's a turkey product made to look and resemble something that it isn't, which is bacon. Bacon can come from only one place.
A pig.
Yes. Get out of here.
But what if you season it up the same way and fry it? No? It can't come from... Okay.
No.
Sorry, this is a...
No. Buffalo wings made from cauliflower. Matt in Cedar Rapids, 319-366-1600. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, so I was just listening to you, and you said you're doing low carb. What version of low carb are you doing particularly?
My own bastardized version of the Atkins diet. I'm trying to follow the Atkins diet and trying to follow it as closely as possible.
Okay. So I'm a husky fella, we'll say.
Oh, yeah. And, well, yeah. Part of the club.
So I'm following the ketogenic diet, which is working really well. But one thing you said was chicken wings, and that's a lot of keto people live by chicken wings. As long as you stay away from boneless breaded, you can have chicken wings all day long.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I mean, especially if you start looking low-carb, high-fat, which is what the ketogenic diet is, they push fattier meats, and that's where you want to stay away from your turkey bacons and things like that. Have regular bacon, have eggs, have chicken wings. It's just all about fitting it in your macros.
Matt, where do you stand on cauliflower?
I actually use cauliflower for a lot of stuff. Yes. I don't try to trick myself into thinking I'm having mashed potatoes, but it's fine. And actually, if you do the cauliflower pizza crust, it's not like a pizza, but it's like something that's better than not having pizza.
Listen to us. This is what we go through to try to convince ourselves that this is all worth it. And how long have you been on the diet?
Oh, right. I go back and forth. Right now I've been on it just about another 2 months.
Okay.
And you really get to the point, you said you're 2 weeks in?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll get to the point that your appetite's going to dip.
Oh, it already has.
Okay. At least for me, I get to the point that I just kind of don't care anymore. I eat more because I have to eat. I started throwing the intermittent fasting in there, too. So depending on where I'm going, some days I don't eat until dinner. But I don't feel like it until dinner. So, yeah, if I were you, I mean, Atkins is fine. My best advice, stay away from the Atkins products and all that Frankenfood stuff. Start looking at the ketogenic forms.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Matt. Welcome back in to the Dr. Oz show, 366-1600. The text line now is blowing up with food-related issues. Don't at me with anything wild boar-related. Boar meat is god-awful. It's one of the worst things that you could possibly eat, in my opinion. Boar meat. No, no, and no. And Sam Kinsley, our former associate producer, is accusing me of being misrepresenting his original statement. Well, you said it was a substitute. And then I said, okay, so it's a buffalo chicken wing, but it's cauliflower instead.
A buffalo chicken cauliflower wing. Except it's not a wing and it's not made of chicken. Sounds bad. I'm sorry. And maybe if I tried it, it'd be good because I think I've had curried cauliflower before.
Go ahead.
At an Indian wedding and it was really good. And I was surprised that it was really good. But it just doesn't sound good.
Wes, when you text in, "This is riveting," I know how you mean that text to come through, but I'm just going to read it in another way to myself. I'm going to assume and picture in my mind that you are just on the edge of your seat. You don't want to get out of the car right now. You want to see this conversation all the way through to the end. I don't need diet suggestions. I'm doing this thing and it's working and I'm miserable and I hate my life even more than I normally do. 319-366-1600. But at least I'm not eating. Look, and then what did Matt say? Then you give up? That's how I got in this predicament in the first place. I didn't care anymore. I was shoveling anything and everything I could get in my mouth. That's how I got to the point where I decided, God, I need to do something.
Let me ask you something.
And then I need to talk about it on the air and just completely derail the show.
If the committee was coming up with their top diet foods, would cauliflower be in the top four right now in week three of the playoff rankings?
As far as best or worst?
Best.
Well, if you're doing the low carb thing, and I don't want to upset the, there's probably carb folks out there. I don't, you can't say anything nowadays without offending somebody. People, well, my dad made baked bread for 40 years. I'm not, you lost a listener. My favorite of the you lost a listener texts. Don't get them too often, but I do love them. And just so you know, because I have a feeling some of you are still listening, you just don't text anymore, I print each and every one of them out, and I put them on my desk. And this is where Scott Unash comes in and goes, no, he doesn't. We had the conversation. Scott just doesn't remember it, about not being able to put up the Ryan Sweeney Cubs jersey in the studio. 547, get out of here with the, I don't need any more diet suggestions, and you do this and that, and then, you know, I don't know, the Atkins and the keto. It's keto, not keto. You learn something every day. I don't. Ketosis. It's where you want to get. You got to get to that state, and then everything's golden. And now the yoga workout is going to start. The pounds are just going to go melting away. I hope.
The yoga? You're starting that too?
Yeah.
DDP yoga?
Yeah. I didn't want to say it on the air because we were supposed to have him on the show like 6 years ago, and he stiffed us.
Okay, so you don't want to give that person credit, so I right. won't say his full name, but a former wrestler.
I mean, but
just keep giving hints.
It's not like Ricky the Steamboat Dragon has a yoga program out there. It's not like Hacksaw Jim Duggan is pitching yoga. I think it's pretty clear who you'd be talking about.
Jerry Lawler definitely is pitching yoga, though, somewhere.
Jerry Lawler stiffed us, too. Don't talk about people. Look, Torrey Hunter, Jerry Lawler, Diamond Dallas Page. It's a relatively short list of the people who have said they're coming on the show in the last 6.5 years who have stiffed us. And I don't really want to add to that, but those people, they're kind of dead to me. The DDP thing, though, I think that was a mix-up between time zones, but it was on his end. Your people. If you're going to employ people, make sure that the people that you employ are competent. If you're going to have a personal assistant that keeps track of all your appearances, make sure that they understand how time zones work. 319-366-1600. Plenty more to get to coming up in the program. You may not believe me after listening to the last 20 minutes, but I assure you, Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is going to be with us after the top of the hour again. If you've got fantasy football questions for Tristan, you can get them to us early on the Hurting and Stalker text line, 319-366-1600. Actually, let's put that number to good use right now. How about that? Caller number 6, you're going to be rewarded for sitting through 20 minutes of absolute drivel with a $30 gift card to La Cantina. It's really the only reason that you guys were still listening anyway, wasn't it? Admit it. 319-366-1600. You're going to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. You can use it at any of their three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and their most recent location, which has been open for several months now, in the Fountains off Edgewood. Caller number 6 is going to take home that gift card. We've got a couple more, one for tomorrow's program, and our final one, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, and I'll give that away on Friday when we're in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Keep Linder Tire in mind, by the way. The seasons are changing. Fall is going to give way to winter, and you don't want to get caught not ready for winter, especially with some bald tires. You'll be sliding all over the road. LinderTire.com. As a matter of fact, if you check out their website, there are some coupons on the website. You can save big at LinderTire.com. 551. We'll find out who was listening only so they could win a $30 gift card to La Cantina and get another Big Board update when we return after this.
The McGrath family of dealerships is expanding and wants you to join our family. This is Gavin McGrath. If you enjoy working with people, feeling like you are part of a growing organization with endless opportunity, where in fact 90% of employee promotions come from within the company, with a $30,000 guarantee, benefits including insurance, health club, new and improved hours, paid vacations, and more, you are who the McGrath family of dealerships is looking for. We have 15 new vehicle franchises, including our recent addition of Ford, BMW, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi in Cedar Rapids. 15 locations and all are hiring. We have openings for sales, finance, customer service reps. Previous experience in the car business is not necessary. We are also hiring service riders and all levels of service technicians. Join our team of over 600 employees who have served Eastern Iowa over 65 years. Send your resume to careers@mcgrathauto.com or apply in person at any McGrath family of dealerships location in Cedar Rapids, Coralville, Marion, Dubuque, and Davenport.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at TryonInvestments.com.
Did I not say Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? What did I say? I know who he is.
I thought. I think you said Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Okay,
that's what you said.
We'll roll back the tape and make sure that I don't want to butcher the name of a wrestling legend. Who Ric Flair, by the way, in that 30 for 30 said his favorite person to wrestle. He had some great matches with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
I still haven't watched that. I have it on the DVR, and at some point this week I'm going to get to that. Maybe tonight.
David and Hudson, I'm in the tractor, and that was a long 20 minutes. My apologies to everybody else out there. Somebody, another texter, saying that the show has hit an all-time low. I'm listening to Diet Talk. Again, 7468, I extend to you my personal apology. It was not my intention. And then we went all Dr. Oz, and we got the phone call in there, and no, didn't. I just wanted to vent about people talking about things that aren't real, like turkey bacon. It's not bacon. Don't call it that.
Or black bean burgers.
Uh-uh. Nope. That's just, it's beans smashed up into a patty. Don't call that a burger. Kyle looks disgusted with me right now.
A black bean burger. That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, I don't think I can
eat
it.
What about a turkey burger?
Look, now you're getting into semantics about ground meat. Okay, there you go. There's the answer to that. A burger is ground meat.
Is a loose meat sandwich a burger?
Now we're going to get into the Pop-Tart and two. Now, no, don't do, gosh, dang it. Don't do this.
Okay, I know how we can save this.
Another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was selected today as one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, which is given to the nation's top defender each season by the Football Writers Association. Jewell leads the Big Ten and is fourth in the country with 104 tackles, despite missing a game midseason. Iowa State got a commitment today from defensive back Valik Carter, a three-star from Florida. Carter's 5'10 and 170 pounds and chose the Cyclones over offers from Oklahoma, Purdue, and UCF, according to 24/7 Sports. The UNI women's basketball team beat Iowa State last night 57-53 for their first win over the Cyclones since 2002. Ellie Howell and Kennedy Kirkpatrick each had 17 points to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan also chipped in 11, and Megan Maas had a game-high 13 boards. Iowa State's Bridget Carlton still turned in a good game with 18 points and 7 boards.
The Cyclone men will be back in action tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. The word from the coaching staff is that redshirt freshman Cameron Lard is a confirmed full go, and Princeton grad transfer Hans Braze is confirmed to be available and will play as much as his body and the trainers allow. The Iowa women will be in action tonight, hosting Northern Illinois beginning at 7 o'clock as they hope to remain undefeated on the young season. Also back in action tonight will be the UNI men's team as they host Wartburg. They'll be trying to continue their hot shooting. They're shooting 50% from beyond the arc in the early going. You can hear that game on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Washington Nationals right-hander Max Scherzer takes home the National League Cy Young Award winner. National League Cy Young Award tonight. So Corey Kluber in the American League and Max Scherzer in the National League tomorrow. The MVP voting announced the final major postseason awards for baseball, and then we can get back to all of these ridiculous trade rumors. Now we've got J.D. Martinez asking for $210 million on the open market, and Scott Boras is pumping up Jake Arrieta, saying he's a squirrel with a lot of nuts in the tree. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't speak Scott
Boras. Now, are
they
real nuts, or are they some sort of other vegetable? They're real nuts, according to... Well, it's actually a metaphor. But
they're actually cauliflower nuts.
Yeah. They'd be better for you, better choice for you. I don't know where Arrieta winds up. I don't think it's back with the Cubs, not unless there's a major discount involved. Tristan Cockcroft answers your fantasy football questions next, 319-366-1600. His appearance sponsored by I.